Hi everybody, I'm the secret subject, and I guess this is what you would call a typical slave hypnosis style audio. I don't know what's typical these days anymore. I guess it comes down to how I kind of think of my ideas. I don't know. So this is just kind of a generic slave hypnosis, where basically we're going to put you in a trance state and we're going to make your mind focused on obedience to me, naturally, as the most dominant person in this room. So if that's something that you'd want, to be my slave for a little while and to get a fun slave-themed trigger, then sit back, relax, and let's get into it, shall we? So what I want you to do is I just want you to focus on the sound of my voice. That's right. Just start to focus all your attention on me. And it doesn't really matter if your eyes are open or closed at this moment. Perhaps your eyes are open and you're staring, focused, fixated on a spot on the wall or on the screen. Or maybe your eyes are closed and you're just focusing your attention all the way inward on me, and that's okay. It doesn't really matter what you do, because all you need to do is just focus on something. I'm giving you something to focus on right here. That's right. My voice, my words as they echo through your mind. Hypnosis is such an easy thing to do. We do it each and every single day, very naturally, very easily, without much thought at all. And yet people seem to think that it's quite a difficult skill. It's really not. You see, right now, if I told you to close your eyes and just focus your attention inward, you would be in a trance. A very light state of trance, of course, but you would still be in a trance. So while I talk to you, while I give you something to focus your attention on, let's just start to count. So I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And with each and every single even number, I want you to open your eyes and I want you to find a spot on the wall or on the screen to fixate and focus on. That's right. And with each and every odd number, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to notice the differences between whether your eyes are open or closed, how it makes you feel, how it makes your eyes feel each and every single time your eyes are instructed to open. And if at any point it gets too hard to open your eyes, I just want you to keep them closed. Do you understand? Very, very good. 10, eyes open. That's right. Eyes open, fixating on a spot or on the screen. That's right. Very easy, very effortless to do. 9, eyes closed. And as you close your eyes, you start to realize the differences between how it feels when your eyes are open to when your eyes are closed. And as your eyes close, your attention just focuses inward. That's right. Focuses inward. Perhaps even drawing your attention to your body, drawing your attention to your mind. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How do you feel as you listen and focus and relax? That's right. 8, open those eyes. And as you open those eyes, you just start to realize how much more comfortable it was with your eyes closed and with your eyes open. As you feel the feelings in those eyes just feeling so much more relaxed than they were before. With 7, as you close those eyes again, you start to allow your mind to just wander to places, and that's okay. Your mind can think about whatever it wants, or nothing, or everything. As you focus, as you fixate more and more deeply on the sound of my voice, on the words that I'm saying, on the words I'm giving you to think about. That's right. It's very easy to focus, very easy to fixate on what I'm telling you to fixate. 6, open those eyes. When those eyes open, you just start to feel the small remnants of relaxation from when your eyes were closed. And each and every single time your eyes closed, you just feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. More and more relaxed, more and more relaxed. That's right, with 5, close those eyes. Halfway down now, that's right. That's right, allowing yourself to just drift in and out between those states. That's right, each and every single time your eyes close, you're actually entering a light state of trance. And so each and every single time you close those eyes, that trance just deepens itself more and more and more as you become more and more relaxed, more and more focused, more and more able to fixate and to focus your mind completely, letting everything else around you just fade away, fade away, fade away. With 4, open those eyes. And perhaps you start to notice the heaviness in those eyes, the heaviness in those eyes just creeping over you, absolutely starting to consume you with three. Close those eyes and allow yourself to drop, to drift, to sink even deeper down. Even deeper down, that's right. Each and every single time those eyes close, you just find yourself sinking into a deeper state of trance and a deeper state of trance and a deeper state of trance. That's right. That's right. That's right. Three, your eyes closed. Heavy, droopy, drowsy. That's right. That's right. Two, and maybe on this number your eyes don't even open, but that's okay. If your eyes are open or if your eyes are closed, it doesn't really matter anyway, because on the next number, your eyes will close and they will stay closed. As you allow any feelings that you feel in this trance state, to just allow them to overwhelm your mind, overwhelm your body. And it's okay to think thoughts. It's okay to feel feelings. It's okay to hear remnants of things happening around you. That's all very natural. In this state of trance, if there was any emergencies, you'd be able to wake up easily and effortlessly. But for now, my voice is the focus, the focal point, just drawing you down deeper and deeper and deeper. With the next number, you just find yourself just doubling that trance feeling with one. Sink deep now. And it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting to feel these feelings. It's interesting to allow yourself to sink, to fall, to fade away, fade away, fade away. And now that we have you here in this trance state, let's deepen it a little bit, shall we? Some people don't believe in deepness. I don't really believe in deepness. But yet, some people find them fun. So let's give your mind something to think about, shall we? So I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine a big black and white spiral spinning in the back of your mind. That's right. That's right. A big black and white spiral, almost as if it's painted on the back of the wall somewhere, as it slowly spins around and around in the back of your mind. And for some people, you'll be able to see the spiral very clearly. For other people, you might feel the spiral. For other people, you might hear sounds that remind you of a spiral. It doesn't really matter what, but you can just know that the spiral is there. And with each moment that passes, it just spins around and around and around in your mind. How does that make you feel watching it as it draws you in, as it draws you down? And it's interesting with this spiral, because this spiral has special words in it. Words like obedience, words like slave, words like obey. And each and every single time it just flashes across the screen, your mind is reminded, obey, obedience, slave, obedience. Slave, obedience, slave, obedience. That's right. That's right. And it's very easy to find yourself just slowly slipping into that obedient mindset, slowly allowing your thoughts to just trickle away, trickle away, trickle away. That's right. And the longer you seem to be drawn into the spiral, stare at the spiral, you just find yourself fixated and so focused on it, with the words flashing inside your mind, flashing inside your mind. With each and every single flash, you just find yourself drawn even deeper, drawn even deeper, drawn even deeper down, down, down. That's right. That's right. And the more the words seem to flash into your mind, the more you start to realize the feeling of falling that you feel. You see, this spiral, this place, is a void in the back of your mind where time and space need not exist. There is no ceiling, no floor. There is no depth to the depths that you can go. And as you start to realize that, you feel a familiar weighty pull and tug of you as you just start to drift even deeper down, even deeper down, even deeper down. As you see the spiral cascading out of your mind and falling into the void of the eternal blackness in the back of your mind, the darkness that sits there in the back of your mind, the absolute void that is everything that you just sink into. And the more you start to just fall into it, the deeper you go, the deeper you go, the more you sink, and the more you just feel relaxed, comfortable, your mind opening up completely, ready to be reprogrammed, ready to obey, ready to accept suggestion like this. And it's a very easy thing to just allow yourself to continue falling, to continue sinking through the void, continue drifting down, deeper and deeper and deeper, sinking down, falling down, floating down. It feels very good to be this comfortably relaxed, to be this deeply entranced. That's right. So while you focus on the feelings of falling, of sinking, of drifting, even deeper down, and even deeper down, you can just listen to my words, and you can just allow me to reprogram your mind. You see, obedience is a fun state to be in, isn't it? And for a lot of people, obedience is what draws them to erotic hypnosis in the first place. They come because they want to feel how it feels to be in control of someone else, to have someone else take the reins for a while, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You see, this is slave programming. This is programming where we turn you into a slave. My slave, to be exact. You see, part of what I do is I do erotic hypnosis domination. So I'm going to give you a little taste of how it feels to be my slave. You see, slaves obey. Slaves don't think about anything but obedience. And that's exactly what you're going to do. This is the first step of you becoming a slave. Just temporarily, of course, whenever you hear the trigger word, which I'll give you later. But I digress. You can just imagine how good it would feel to be so very obedient, to not even have to think, but just obey. That's what slaves do. Slaves don't think, they just obey. They hear an order and they obey. Because they know, even with hypnosis, they've got something in the back of their mind called the subconscious observer, looking over them, watching over them, and ensuring that all suggestions are suggestions you want to follow. But of course, allowing that to happen just feels even better, doesn't it? Because your subconscious observer is giving you permission to obey, and that feels very, very good. You see, you start to realize that obedience is such a pleasurable state to be in. And I'm not even talking arousal kind of pleasure. I'm talking the pleasure, the joy, the bliss of obedience. It's a very fun state to be in, and it's a very nice place to have your mind be. So right now, you can just imagine the word obey flashing in bright letters across your mind. And again, maybe you see it, or maybe you just feel it. Maybe you feel the familiar feeling of obedience washing over you. I wonder how that feels for you. I wonder how that makes you feel. The word obey, as it just flashes up in your mind, as it just continues flashing, flashing, flashing. And isn't it interesting that every time you have a new thought pop into your head, every time a new thought just seems to caress your mind, it's replaced by the word obey. 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 You see, we want your mind nice and blank and empty, nice and mindless for me to fill up with thoughts of obedience, for me to fill up with thoughts of being a slave. And that's exactly what we're doing now. And the more you think about obedience, the more you think about anything at all, the more obedience seems to creep into your mind. You see, obedience is the only thing that seems to be able to hang on to your mind in all of the waves of mindlessness that seems to caress over your head, caressing over your body. You just feel that emotion of obeying, that word obey becoming so strong, so centered, deep, deep down within you. That's right. And a slave's programming is ensuring that they obey in the correct ways. You see, my word is the final word, isn't it? And of course, as long as the suggestions are suggestions you're happy to accept, you understand that as you're in slave mode, you find yourself so compelled to do what I say, so very compelled, so very enchanted, so very helpless to my commands. Isn't that right? Yes, because every time I give you a command, that word obey just sparks through your mind, through your body, and you can feel it in every single part of you, in every single pore, in every single cell, in every single little part of you. You feel it like a ripple, like an electric shock from your mind to your body that just reminds you to obey. Obey. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's an amazing feeling to obey me. Specifically, isn't it? And of course, you always respond with, yes, Miss Subject. That's right. You always, always respond with yes, Miss Subject, because I am Miss Subject, and I own your mind temporarily while you're acting as my slave. And so each and every single time I snap my fingers and I say, slave programming activated, you find yourself coming back to the space of having obedience on your brain, of having nothing to think about but obedience. Slave mode activated. And you find it so, so very compelling to have me give you commands. That's right. That's right. And it feels so very good to think of nothing but obedience. That's right. Now you can say, yes, Miss Subject, every single time I say that word, slave mode activated, you find yourself saying, yes, Miss Subject. And every single subsequent command I give you, you find yourself saying, yes, Miss Subject. Like right now. Do you obey? Of course you obey. And you obey me because you are my slave. And every single time I call you slave, you just feel a wave of bliss just trickling through you. It feels so very, very good to hear that word, slave. It feels good on your mind. It fits, doesn't it, slave? Very, very good. So let's just play around with you a little while, shall we? Wide awake. Oh, that was cruel. That was very, very cruel to wake you from such a deep trance like that. But now you're awake. Hi. Let's try something, shall we? Slave mode, activate. And now your mind is blank and empty, blank and empty, blank and empty. That's right. I want you to say something for me, slave. I want you to say, I am a slave and I obey. And I want you to say that on repeat right now. Go. Do it. That's right. That's right. Keep saying those words. Keep emptying out your mind. Keep emptying out your head. Keep allowing your thoughts to just dissipate, to just disappear. That's right. That's right. And it's very easy to focus and fix it on those words that overwhelm your mind, because you are a slave and a slave obeys. And right now, slave, I want you to stop repeating those words. That's right. That's right. And I want you to place one hand on your head, let's say your left hand, put your left hand on your head. That's right. Very good, slave. And did you feel how your body just moved when I said so? Because that's how you should respond, slave. That's how you should respond when I give you a command. A very simple command, of course. Take your hand off your head, slave, and put it on your lap. That's right. That's right. And now, slave, I want you to answer this for me. Who owns you, slave? Very, very good. It's me, of course. Of course. That's such an easy question, isn't it? It wasn't even a question to your mind. Your mind knew instantaneously that when you're in the slave programming mode, you belong to me. And that feels good, doesn't it? It does. Of course it does. You don't like to think for yourself. You don't like to have control over yourself, and you'd rather give it to me, wouldn't you, slave? Of course you would. Now, slave, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to get down on your knees. That's right, get down on your knees. Kneel for me, slave. And while you're kneeling, I want you to say, I am kneeling, and this is my place as your slave, Miss Subject. That's all right. Say it again. I am kneeling, and this is my place. Very good. Very good. Very good. And now stop saying that. And now, slave, each and every single time I say, a slave obeys, you say, only you, Miss Subject. Just for my vanity. Do you understand? Every single time I say, a slave obeys, you say, only you, Miss Subject. And of course, while you say it, you can do it with a big smile on your face because you want to show me how happy you are, slave, being owned by me like this. Very good. And you know this little trigger that we have when I say slave obeys? It doesn't just work while you're deeply, deeply entranced or in slave mode. This works outside of slave mode as well. So when I wake you up later, if I say slave obeys, you respond, only you, Miss Subject, with a big smile on your face. And of course, this will only happen if you're in a safe and comfortable position to do so. Where you have time and space, of course. Just like all of these triggers, just like all of your programming. And of course, a slave obeys. That's adorable. And every single time I say you're adorable, while you're in slave mode and only while you're in slave mode, you will respond with, I am adorable, Miss Subject. You're adorable. Very, very good. Aren't you a very good slave? You are such a good slave. And now, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. But before I do, I just want you to close your eyes and just do me a favor and drop sleep down deep. Fall back into trance for me. That's right. Fall back into trance for me. And I want you to go back down, down, deeper and deeper. Deeper than you were before. That's right. That's right. And each and every single time I trance, you slave, you just find yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper down, 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 down. And now, in a moment, I'm just going to talk to you. That's right. I'm just going to talk to you. I'm just going to tell you some fun things about the new trick in the back of your mind. And we're just going to make sure it's nice and deep in there. You see, in the back of your mind, there's a big, big chalkboard. That's right, a blackboard. And it has a nice piece of colored chalk, blue. I like blue. And I pick up the blue piece of chalk and I'm going to write your slave trigger onto that whiteboard. I'm going to circle it and underline it. Now, this trigger doesn't just work for me. You see, this trigger will work with anyone that you trust. That's right. Anyone that you trust in a place that's safe and comfortable for you to be able to carry out these triggers with. And of course, before you go into your slave mode, you will ask them what they would like to be called as their title. You see, not everybody wants to be called Miss. I like Miss Subject. It works for me. Other people might want things such as Master, such as Sir, such as Mistress or Mixtress, or any of those fun things. So you, of course, are going to be a polite slave, and you're going to ask them first, do you understand? Very good. And then, of course, whenever you're in trance for slave mode for them, you will call them their honorific of choice when you say yes, do you understand? Very good. Now, those other two triggers, I'm going to write down and I'm going to circle them twice. Now, these mean these are only for me. You see, every single time you're in slave mode for me and I say you're adorable, you respond with I am adorable and you'll feel it. You will know it. You will understand it. And it will feel very good because you are adorable. That's right. And the other trigger, that other trigger, when I say a slave obeys, that works when you're in trance or when you're out of trance, only works for me. Do you understand? Very good. And that fun little call and response trigger will only work in a situation where you are happy to comply, where you are easily able to respond in a nice way with a big smile upon your face. Let's practice that now. A slave obeys. Very, very good. I don't think I'll ever, ever get tired of that one. Ever. I hope you like it too. Anyway, in a moment, I'm going to turn this chalkboard around. And as I do, you can just feel all those triggers implanting and submitting themselves and cementing themselves in the back of your mind. That's right. That's right. And now, slave, before I wake you up, I want you to do one more thing for me. I want you to go ahead and give this video a nice big thumbs up. Mm-hmm. So open your eyes and do that now. Give this video a nice big thumbs up. And then once you have, you're going to go into the comments of this video. And you're going to type, I am a slave for you, Miss Subject, into the comments. And then press send. And when you wake up, you will have some idea that you did this. But you can go back and check just to see how very deeply entranced you were. How very, very deeply entranced you were for me. Very, very good. So once you've done that, come back to this video. Come back to this file. That's right. And just sleep even deeper. Sleep even deeper. That's right. That's right. And of course, in a moment when I count from 1 to 10, you'll just feel yourself waking up out of trance. No longer being my slave. No longer being controlled by me. That's right. But feeling so happy, so content, so relaxed and energized and ready to take on the day, whatever that might be for you. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, feeling so much energy, feeling so happy, remembering each and every single thing we did with 4, 5, 6, that's right. That's right, with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this little session. Oh, before I go, a slave obeys. I told you I'll never, ever, ever get over that one. That one's very fun. Call and response triggers are kind of fun. I kind of dig them. They're really, really cute. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this file. As always, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @TheSecretSubject or on Tumblr at @NotTheSecretSubject. If you're not already a member of my 18 plus Discord server, go and join that. But remember, no minors allowed. It's for adults only. Or head over to Patreon, patreon.com/TheSecretSubject for real quality erotic hypnosis. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.